Yeah. Here. Yes. On the driveways. That's just fine. You are such a lifesaver. This last one is just so heavy. I'd never get it inside myself. What, you think just because I'm a manticore means I'm strong? Well, I don't know where you heard that, sweetie, but the only things that come with being a manticore are the tail, the wings, and the fur. Now, come on. The last load's right here. Has anyone ever complimented you on your muscles? So nice. Oh, I picked the perfect young man to help me out today. Oh, wait, yes, you did volunteer, didn't you? Just a second. Oh, I had to get the door real quick. Don't want to let all that hot air get in. Oh, yeah, it's a chain lock, too. You never know. Sorry, I'm just a little paranoid about strangers getting in. You know, there's been that rash of burglaries lately. Oh, not you, of course. You're no stranger. Now, just up those stairs there, to the right. Yes, I'll be right behind you, watching. Oh, to make sure you don't fall, of course. Why do you sound so nervous? I'm sorry, is that my fault? Well, I can get you some water or soda or something. No? You sure? Well, all right then. Up the stairs. Yeah, the room is just to the right. You can set it down right beside that big cardboard box there. Yes, in the corner. It's fine. This room here? Well, it used to be the guest bedroom. I suppose it kind of still is, but I had to change a few things around. Well, first of all, the bed wasn't big enough for all the activity happening on it. And, well, I had to get a metal frame that wouldn't warp when the leather straps. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm making you uncomfortable again. This is the first time you've seen a coworker's house, I take it? Well, surely someone else has invited you home before. No? Pity. Well, I must say I'm rather happy to be your first. Now, hold up, sweetie. You've been working hard and just did me a huge favor of taking that heavy package up my stairs. Oh, I insist. I'm sure your schedule's not so tight. No, I'm not moving. I know. Let's play a little game. You try to guess what's in that cardboard box in the corner. If you get it right, I'll step aside. If not, you have to stay and have a chat. You don't want to play? Well, I'm afraid that's the only way you're going to get me out of this doorway. Great. Now, give me a guess. Well, actually, I'll let you have three guesses. No, not clothing. Seriously, is that all men think women buy? No, not a chair. Though it is furniture of sorts. You've already gone through two guesses, so better think quick. I don't think you're taking this seriously enough. Well, I already gave you a hint. It's furniture. And no, I win. Oh, now you're uncomfortable? Why is that? You want to leave? But you missed your chance. No, you were never going to win the game, silly. Your chance was to run the moment you saw me. Oops. I guess I lied a little bit about my strength. It turns out I'm plenty strong to overpower a healthy young man like yourself. Oh, you struggle all you want. I can wait until you're exhausted. Now, I am going to move you around a little bit. No sudden moves. Ah, I did warn you. It hurts when you try to run when I've got your arm pinned like this, doesn't it? Oh, here. Let me rest my chin on your shoulder. Can you feel the soft fur of my mane? Does it tickle? Well, there's the door. Right there. Right in front of you. If only that troublesome manticore in your shadow didn't have your twisted arm in one paw and your neck in the other. Oh, but it's so close, but so far away. Take a deep breath, love. Enjoy the scent of me. Now, let's relieve you of those silly pants. I told you to calm down. Ah, there they go. Now, I am going to scoop up your cock with my free paw. There. So hot. Look, I haven't even started stroking, and it's already hard. Is that what you want? For me to jerk you off? Doesn't matter what you want. Oh, look at you. Twitching in my hungry paw when I've only just started. What are you going to do when I stroke faster? Harder. When I roll my paw pads over the tip. Like this. And smother your balls in my fur. I thought you'd already learned your lesson about struggling. Let me tell you how this is going to go, sweetie. You can keep resisting if you want. I've never said no to a little tussling. But you are going to lose, and then I'll have to inject you with my venom to make sure you're cooperative. And you know what my venom does to a man, don't you? It rushes throughout your entire body, making you so hot you can't bear it. And you'll lose control. And you'll beg for me to milk you. And you know what? I just might. Or you can relax. Feel my paw traveling up and down your cock. It's pleasant, isn't it? I asked you a question. Relax. Enjoy yourself, love. Yes. Fuck into my paw. Can you do that? Can you fuck my paw, love? Good. And we're going to get right along then. It's so much better when you get into it too, isn't it? Have you ever felt a manticore's paw before? So many times, people forget to appreciate how good a paw job can feel. Especially when I'm so very good with my paws. Oh, you're getting really eager now. Those poor little hips of yours can't move any faster, can they? Feel my grip tighten down. Feel that soft, silky fur rushing up and down your length. Fuck my fist like it's the best pussy you've ever had. Good boy. Yes, let out those adorable little moans. It's amazing, isn't it? You're throbbing so hard in my paw, I can hear it. Harder, love. Fuck my paw. Harder. Yes. Yes, come for me. Yes. Ah, yes. Come for me. Yes. Come for me now. Yes. Oh, yes. Don't you worry. I'm not stopping. Letting it all out. Just keep on coming. You sure were backed up, weren't you? Aw, look, my carpet's all filthy now. Do you make a habit of getting your customers' houses all messy? Let go? Why? Am I making you uncomfortable? Well, good. However, I never told you what was in that cardboard box now, did I? You don't care? I think you would, though. It is a steel frame made for one specific purpose. To strap good boys like you onto. It keeps them comfortable and secure so that they can appreciate all the little things I'm going to do to their bodies. Why am I telling you this? Because I love it when you tremble. Now, I know what you're thinking. She had her way with me. Isn't she going to let me go? And, love, let me assure you, I shall let you go. But the thing is, as great as my paw is, it cannot be that satisfying. And, anyway, manticores are not known for their paws. I told you to stop struggling. It's not going to do you any more good now than it did a moment ago. Yes. Do you see that? That red, pulsing, inviting bulb of flesh? That's my tail. It's going to open up, just like a flower. And all those little tongues and those muscles are going to close around your cock. And then they're going to squeeze and suck and pinch and hum until you come. Doesn't that sound nice? I know, scary. That's why I'm doing it. Now, hold your breath. Here it comes. Oh, that hits the spot. Oh, God, my tail hasn't felt this full in years. Thrust, love. Thrust into it. Yes. Don't you dare stop. Concentrate on the feeling. Experience every little push and pull of my tail. Did you know I can control each muscle separately? How about a little squeeze on this tip? And then the base. Oh, it's too much? Oh, I know. You just came, and here I am slamming my tail onto your cock. I love how I didn't even need to ask you to squeal. There we go. Put some effort into it. Here, let me go faster. Can you take it, love? Oh, with all that sensitivity, all those sensations, with 100 different twitches and tugs overwhelming your cock at the same time. Look at you. Oh, you're drooling. Let the slick walls of my tail drown you in pleasure again and again. I'm going to let go of your hands. This is your chance to go free. I promise I won't stop you. What will you do, I wonder? I knew you'd make the right choice. Grab my tail. Shove it onto your cock. Oh, love, it's wonderful. I can feel your hot desire. Yes. Fuck my tail. Fuck it. Fuck it with everything you've got. Give into it. Yes. Ah, yes. Come for me now. Yeah. whoa, there. Steady. Give it a second. I'm still sucking the last bits out. There we go. Here, love, just lean on me. Let me get you over to the bed. Take a moment. You won't be able to walk right after that, not for a little while. I'll go get you something cold to drink, a towel to clean up with. You were wonderful. Oh, of course you're free to go, but if I may suggest, I've got a new piece of furniture that I'd love to break in sometime. You know where I live. Stop by any time. And, well, if you don't, I'm sure I can find you.